AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Joe Petrie, Editor-in-Chief at Airport Business Magazine. The Capital Region Airport Commission in Richmond recently received the Virginia Green Travel Star Award as the 2019 Green Transportation Facility of the Year for its concerted efforts to reduce its environmental impact. I caught up with Airport President and CEO Perry Miller, Building Services Manager Paul Barksdale, C&G Electrical HVAC Manager Brad Christopher, and Director of Marketing and Air Service Development, Troy Bell, and talked about how Richmond has become a leader in green transportation initiatives. All right. Well, thank you all for joining me today. And I guess the first question I had is, why are green initiatives so important to Richmond? And do you anticipate the scope changing because of the pandemic?
Joe, why don't I take that? I'm the Perry Miller, the President and CEO of Richmond International Airport. Green initiatives are important to Richmond because the airport is a key component of the Richmond area. We support significant employment, we stimulate economic activity, and we provide access to and from points from across the globe. So the airport endeavors to be a good citizen as it goes about its business. And so do I anticipate a change with regard to the pandemic? Well, so this green initiative has been going on and for quite some time. It predates my tenure. Many of the initiatives took place several years ago. I think the first initiative that the airport participated in and received certification from the Virginia Green Tourism Partner was in 2015. So it predates my tenure, but I do think it's important to continue in these efforts. RIC has been recognized for efforts including recycling minimization, disposal of food products, reduction in solid waste, water efficiency, energy conservation, and consumer engagement. So I realize that many of these measures we undertake are ecologically friendly, but we also have benefited financially. So I guess to answer that question, if there is a change at all, I think it will grow. However, the pandemic has had an immediate effect on reducing passenger volume. So with less activity, obviously there's less waste and less recycling material. So there are more opportunities in the environmental system. So we are looking towards enhancing or increasing those opportunities as the days go forward.
Okay, so you were recently named the Green Transportation Facility of the Year by the Virginia Green Travel Alliance. What efforts did you undertake to get this recognition?
This is Paul Barksdale. I'm the Building Services Manager. And the efforts that we took, well, a big part of this was being consistent. Our program is based on consistency. And the Green Transportation Facility Award, we focused more on, well, for my department and for what I do, because I'm building services, which is basically cleaning and keeping this facility looking neat and clean, was recycling. The volume of recycling that we did basically helped us reduce the amount of waste that we put in the compact of the landfill. So it was all based on tonnage. Thinking about what we did just in 2019, we recycled 31 tons of recyclable materials. We started this program in 2015, as mentioned by our CEO, and since that time, we've done over 100 tons of recycling products that we've sent to the recycling plant versus sending that to the landfill, which is, you know, what we aim to do, which is basically, you know, helping our earth, keeping this place running smoothly here. The recycling program is basically an effort between all entities here, all the airlines, all the concessionaires. We've all done this together. What we do here in the Building Services Department for the airport is I make sure that when we buy products, I look for the green sealed certification to make sure that we're doing our best to, you know, help out the earth. And that's what I do for my part of it.
Now, you've obviously done a lot of work in this area. What have you found to be the most transformative efforts put forward in the sustainability level?
Hi, this is Brad Christopher, the HVAC Electrical and CNG Manager. We had three main focus areas that we found to be the most transformative at RIC, and one of them for me was the compressed natural gas vehicles and the amount of diesel fuel that we were able to reduce by switching to the compressed natural gas vehicles.
Again, I'm going to go back to the recycling program. When we started this venture for recycling, it was just one airline involved, and then the commission, which is the Richmond Airport here. We pretty much just put out all kind of documentations and started the program and invited all the other airlines to participate, and we've had 100% buy-in. So the program is based on participation of the airlines, and we've made it inviting enough where, you know, everybody's joined in, and the program is just working extremely well.
The third focus area for me was for the LED lighting in the parking facilities and also on the airfield, and we've been able to achieve substantial savings in those areas.
So what kind of buy-in to sustainability do you have from the staff and the community for that matter?
From the staff, we've got 100% buy-in. It's a part of the program. What we've done is we've put cans that are inviting to look at. We've made the facility clean. We get a lot of compliments on how well this facility looks. And I'm going to have to pat myself on the back and pat everybody else that's in this room on the back that we're doing a great job at that. The employees also get recognition for the work that they do. And a part of that is the recycling program. They're a big part of it. They help with it. We collect it. We dispose of it. And as far as the airlines are concerned, it really helps them greatly too, because most airlines at this point have a program, and to have buy-in from the airport alone, it just makes it great. So we've got 100% from the airlines, from the concessionaires, from the employees, and engagement from all tenants is 100% perfect.
This is Troy Bell at the airport. The community has been huge with this too. Some of the best changes we've made here have come from the Richmond region and the customers that use this airport, stakeholders day in and day out. The recycling program, a lot of the push from that came from a couple different directions back in the beginning. We had a couple of air carriers that were already doing it on a small scale and encouraged the airport, in a sense, to hop on board. And then we kind of hopped on and then took over beyond that. And then secondly, tourism with green travel. 2015, that date stands out because Richmond hosted the UCI World Road Racing Championships. That's a world bike championship here, and Virginia wanted to put its best foot forward, and the airport became a big part of it because we were hosting a lot of the teams from around the world. This is where they landed in Richmond, so we got on board, and the recycling program and everything else that we'll talk about today, some of it preceded that, but a lot of it took off in 2015 to where we are now.
So what kind of payoffs have you seen operationally with these green initiatives?
Well, the main one that comes to my mind is the CNG versus the diesel. When we first started using the CNG buses in August of 2013, we brought 9 buses in and used those to replace the first of the diesels. And we actually saw a cost per mile savings on the buses of 50% on a per mile basis. So to me, that was just a huge, huge difference. And even in today's economy, with the large drop in the cost of diesel and the cost of natural gas, we're still seeing approximately a 20% savings in the CNG over what the diesel prices would be if we were still using diesel.
And now we're looking at the landfill savings. Monetarily, each year we've had a savings of what we are spending to have trash taken to the landfill. In 2019, we've saved $6,000 in costs that we used because we didn't have to send that much trash to the landfill. Most of that stuff was recycled.
And then on the environmental side of things, for like nighttime setbacks and things like that, we're seeing approximately a 4% decrease in the overall electric bill for the site just based on being able to shut equipment down at night and turning the lights off at night. And now with the pandemic, we are able to maybe turn the AC off a little bit earlier and turn the lights off a little bit earlier. So where we did have a 4% savings, now we can actually increase that to about 5% of the overall bill. Every little bit helps. On the LED side of things, we've actually been able to switch one of the rental car garages over to all LED. And when we first installed them in August of 2017, we saw an initial drop in the electric bill of 30% just by the installation of the LED lights. And to me, that was truly, truly awesome, to where you had the old bills and the new bills, and you could sit there and compare them side by side, and you could say, yes, this really is working, and this is what we're seeing. We've also seen substantial savings on the airfield. Unfortunately, that conversion was done before we actually had the numbers to do the side-by-side savings, but it has allowed us to tremendously reduce the maintenance expense, since the LED lights have a much longer life cycle than the old incandescent. So that means that we're not having to go out and work on the equipment as frequently as we did in the past. And all of these things for us, it adds up to savings. It's less electricity that we're using. Anytime we can use less electricity, we're better off for the environment.
For my peers out there in the housekeeping, environmental services, custodial departments, we recently switched to a paper towel dispenser. It's called the Torque Peak Dispenser. It is manually operated, but the paper towel comes out each and every time. So I've eliminated the battery-operated dispensers in 12 large restrooms, which house between 3 and 5 dispensers each. So that's going to be, and it's early to tell now because I've just done this in the month of November, but it's going to yield me some significant savings as it pertains to purchasing batteries and, again, putting those batteries in the landfill. So that's another savings right there that I'm looking at.
So in your experience, how should airports look at their sustainability plans to make the most impact on their facilities?
I just say stay connected. The green travel has been really an advantage to us because we meet every year. We have a convention. We have a networking policy and program that helps you stay connected and learn what the best practices is.
For me, it's more of don't get complicated. Start with something easy. Do an improvement and go from there. If you have a building that is separately metered from the rest of your buildings, go in and make some changes in that building and make it so that you can document the difference between your before and your after as you make those improvements. So that way that you have the documentation that you can show, this is where we started and this is where we're at. Because you always need to be able to document what you've done. The better you're able to do it, makes it become more easy to get the finances and everything else involved to change as you go to a bigger project.
I think for me, from a leadership perspective, not all decisions have an economic advantage, but I think giving people the latitude to make decisions that are ecologically friendly, it's also a contributing factor to having sustainability plans that are impactful and successful.
We know that there's a lot of people selling a lot of things, making a lot of claims to airport. When choosing products advertised as green, what should airports look at to make sure they're getting something that's really making an impact for them?
Well, what I look for and what I really demand of my vendors when they are selling me these products is the Green Seal certification. There is a certification that goes along with this particular, with any product that you buy. I also look for the Eco logo. That's real important too. Those two companies, they work hand in hand. So Green Seal certified is what I look for. And what I do is I verify it through the vendor that the product is in fact Green Seal certified, made from a recycled material, and is eco-friendly for the landfills when it is disposed of.
And you guys have obviously done a lot of work already, but what types of green initiatives are in the future or in store for the airport?
So for us, the future is now. Our newest element, perhaps part of the Virginia Green application, was the installation of water bottle refilling stations and in each of our concourses. Within the first 2 months, we logged more than 60,000 plastic bottles saved by installing these refilling stations.
What we're going to do is we're going to continue to expand our recycling program. Whenever there's a new tenant, a new partner that enters the commission, the airport here, we do promote recycling and staying green. And this buy-in typically is a easy for us to do because just about everybody's doing it. So you don't want to be the kid on the block that's not doing it too. Recycling is very important, and we stick to it. We stick to it firmly.
From my side of things, I would like to see us use more LED as the opportunities come up as we do rehabs and renovations of various spaces, that we take the opportunity to do the LED lighting. And we also have our A extension concourse is under expansion right now. And when it's complete, it will be all LED. And that's going to allow us to renovate another portion of the lighting, and we'll be able to bring that into also all LED. Also going forward, if the opportunity brings itself forward, I'd like to see us go to some solar-powered lighting, solar-powered in some parking lots. I don't know what the feasibility of that is, but I look at it as I can save two different ways. You can provide shading for the vehicles in the parking. You can generate energy, and it's a place we won't have to plow snow in the wintertime. So I'm trying to get all of that out of it I can. And then also I'd like to see us add more CNG vehicles to our fleet. We currently just crossed 1.5 million miles on our parking shuttle buses, and we continue to enjoy the lower energy costs, reduced emissions, and lower maintenance expenses, and I'd like to see us bring that to more of our vehicles.
Thanks again for joining us for today's podcast. For more information on green improvements, make sure to subscribe to the Airport Business Daily newsletter. Also, make sure to catch the latest edition of Airport Business Magazine. I'm Joe Petrie. Thanks for listening.